I'm going to go ahead and guess that this is thanks to our sponsors at Jones Lang LaSalle, but we have been talking to several companies, both in the commercial and residential real estate space of late. It's a booming market. I come from the commercial real estate background out of college, obviously. For those of you listening to the show, you know my random rantings and complaints from my real estate days. But there still is this problem that exists that it hasn't seemed to be solved on the commercial side. Trust does a great job in Chicago of connecting people with commercial space better. You know, speaking from a real estate person's perspective, we always use the MLS as like a way to lord over, pun intended, I guess that's why they call it landlord, to lord over the properties that we had, because if I could control what you could get access to see, it made the process seem more difficult, and therefore, when you'd fall upon a place that looked like a good spot for you, you would just sign up for it because it was just too daunting a task. In the residential space, it's not quite as bad. But it's the realtor model, not just for buying, but actually matching for rent, has always been a challenge because you have to have one individual person who's got to take you to all these spaces. They usually pretend that they know everything, but usually they don't know shit. And so when you walk into this space, you have no idea why it smells like cat piss and cigarettes, and it's just not like the greatest mix. And so Chicago, for whatever reason, I can speculate that having guys like Thad from Matt Properties and a few other successful Century 21 successful real estate companies in Chicago might be why, but we have a big group of realtor, real estate specific startups that are really kicking ass. And a lot of them are coming out of Elm Spring out of 1871, which is probably another one that we'll talk about with these guys here. But Zach Sloan and Sam McCarter, co-founders of Rent Grata.
Wait a minute, wait a turn, minute. On the radio. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. Play it, I hope though, you right. Got in tune. Got he in talking tune. Bigger business. Talking he make business. A lot of moves. Lot of he moves. Talking Scott Catoon.
As I mentioned in my little prelog here, we're going to talk a little bit about what Rent Grata does. But I think you guys have stumbled upon a problem that I will say in honesty, there are a lot of people trying to tackle. But each one of the people is coming from a very, very unique perspective. They're not solving the problem, in my personal opinion, coming from a person who was in real estate and now is in the build tech for scale business. So I have the luxury of knowing what it was like being sucked in a vacuum, but now standing on top watching everyone play. I noticed that a lot of times the products have not been built well for the actual person looking for space. It's built to solve a problem for like this one individual. Example being, and it's a great example, but a great company example, but Know Your Landlord is a person who was on Technori. They raised capital through us with equity crowdfunding. They were on stage. Their Y Combinator group, kicking ass. But outside of the college campus, they really can't offer anything to anybody. I'm sure they can grow into it, but it's called Know Your Land. It's a challenging problem. And so when I see you guys come in with this, I'm really interested to learn how you take a different approach and who you're serving and how it works. So without further ado, why don't you guys tell us a little bit more about what Rent Grata does and sort of your stories to get to this point.
All right, great, thanks. So Rent Grata is a internet listing service meets a resident referral platform.
Okay.
So as a user, you can go to rentgrata.com or download the Rent Grata app, and from there you can begin your apartment search process. You can filter by bedrooms, bathrooms, by price. And then the main differentiator that we offer to our users is that they can then reach out to a current resident of that building to get more information about what it's like to live there.
I like that. So that's, I was talking before about this Know Your Landlord thing, which you guys should definitely check them out. They're on our website. You can find the podcast we did with them. But they did a similar thing that didn't go this far. And I think it's the one thing I would recommend it to them that they take a little further is they have kind of a comment board, right? So the difference that they're doing, again, keep in mind, this is collegiate. Pretty much exclusively, not exclusively, but it's pretty much, is that you like rate my professor. So I'm rating the landlord, I'm rating the experience after the fact I rented it, but that still doesn't solve the problem with I rented a shitty space thanks to you. Like right. That's a big problem. So I love where you're going with this, where you have the ability to be like, no, you can connect with the person who lives there now and ask them questions.
Yeah, and on top of like the initial process that I explained, when a user creates a profile, they get to pick a group of likes and interests so that when they're reaching out to somebody who's in one of these big buildings, it will match them essentially with someone like them to ask questions that are important. And because if I like yoga, the person that I talks to, they also like yoga, then I can ask about yoga studios in the area. Yep. Or whatever else.
So you know what to ask about. Not just the cat piss smell problem.
Exactly. And then the last step in the process is that if I talk to you and I liked your building and then I sign a lease, we split the referral reward that's paid out by the property manager, which can be anywhere from $100 to $1,000.
I absolutely love this model. I'm trying to think off the top. I had it in my head, and then you just said that, and I Hunt Club. So mm-hmm. we're starting to see this in the referral for client resource model a lot. We're seeing a marketplace where it's like, this is going to sound, for those of you listening, this is, I apologize, but this is going to sound sort of weird. But the reality is, we've disrupted a lot of these market models like you're talking about and replaced them with another digital version of the middleman. So it's like, it's still, we're getting rid of the brokers, we're getting rid of the middleman, but we're replacing it with a digital middleman who's also still taking commission. So it's like, we didn't really like solve it, but we didn't really solve it. You guys are taking on the model that is much closer to like the Recruiter Hunt Club model, which is, there literally is no middleman. We're connecting, we're making you, any individual person out here, the middleman, and giving you a stake in the game, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, in about a month here, we're being recognized by the Wharton MBA program as a 2018 top disruptor under the retail marketplace category.
Yep.
So it's touching on exactly what you're getting
you said
at.
The Wharton one.
Wharton MBA, like, yeah. So UPenn.
Yeah. Yep. Which is, for those who don't know, it is the mecca for real estate. They have such notable alum as Donald Trump, who went to the greatest school ever. But anyway,
so basically what that's telling us is exactly the path that you are going down, that people want to be connected in this efficient marketplace where they can find the apartment, but they can also chat with someone and build that community feeling
and
build that trust. And then there's that money at the end of the road when they do sign a lease, they get to split the referral reward. And the biggest winner in this is also the property manager themselves.
Yep.
They're able to fill vacant units at a much more efficient way. And also, they're giving this financial amenity to their current residents, a way for them to make some side hustle income, which is oh so popular today with the sharing economy.
Yep. So I mentioned this to the last guest, and I want to mention again to you guys, and everyone who listens and goes to TechNorth Showcases already knows that kind of our claim to fame now is our partnership with Republic.co, which enables you to equity crowdfund so that people could actually invest in you. You guys are tailor-made for equity crowdfunding, because not only does it help you brand and market and get your name out in front of people, but you can raise up to $1 million, $3 million in Illinois, $1 million nationally for this company. I really think, like, especially if you guys go the route of accelerators, which we're going to talk about here for a minute, what the value and the interest in that is for you guys. But I would definitely check out Republic if you want me to set you up with calls with them. I think it's worthwhile. Have you come back on stage? Have you call back on the live show of this and pitch for cash? Because I'm telling you, I think this is the model that the majority of the people in your space specifically, like in your, there's, like I mentioned before, Hunt Club, there's those doing it in other spaces, but the majority of realtors, and I've probably talked like a half dozen now of just your exact kind of thing, and every one of them has missed the mark by 1,000 yards because they haven't found a way to incentivize the community, which is the whole point. Like, that is the whole point.
Yeah, we think that the financial incentive and that combined with like the social nature, reaching out to people,
getting to know who's moving in before they move in.
Exactly. Everybody wants to know their neighbors, and this presents an opportunity for them to get to know their potential neighbors before they even move into their building.
Not to mention the fact that, like, as you guys know, the media companies are all just getting shit on left and right, and so the ability for you to connect with like Block Club and things like that, and, you know, to be able to create a feed where, like, not only are you guys just your own platform, but you also have a feed of like localized information, local news. Like, come onto our site, learn a little bit about what's going on, Block Party, whatever. And then, hey, here's some people who want to move into your community. Like, chat with them, and if you get them to move in, like, here's some money. And you guys, I mean, there's so many ways for you to monetize this without having to ever have one thing that's kind of cheeseball-y. Which is cool.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are so many different ways that we can take this once we establish ourselves within each building and get a number of the current residents signed up and basically make this. There's a bunch of different apps out there, whether it's a portal to pay your rent,
yep,
to request maintenance. But those are forced upon the residents, and really they don't add too much value to the building other than a way to get their residents to do everything at a one-stop shop. But what we're offering is the ability for them to monetize the apartment that they're spending a lot of money on, especially in markets like Chicago. So this is an app that all of our property managers, they get out on the forefront of marketing this to their residents. They want us to speak with every resident that we can, because they know that this is one of those things where they have an indoor pool, they have a sauna, they have a golf simulator, but do they have Rent Grata? And that's where we will be.
Yeah. No, I love it. So I want to ask before I let you guys go, you know, you mentioned accelerators and things off the show. You don't have to say which ones you're trying to apply to, but what is it from the accelerators that you're particularly looking to advance yourselves with?
Yeah, I mean, I think that whether it's local Chicago accelerators or some that are located on the coast.
Some that rhyme with buy Combinator.
And that we may have taken our investment vehicle from, a safe. We definitely feel that with their extensive network and mentors and just ability to learn so much from everyone that's involved with those programs would just be a fantastic step in the right direction for Rent Grotta. We have the idea, we have the leadership team, and we're all ears to everyone that can help point us in the right direction, especially ones that have done it before and guided companies to the promised land, which oh, so many companies have been through with those accelerators.
Absolutely. I love it. Very cool. Where do people go to learn more about this and sort of where do they go to follow?
They can check us out on social media. We're on all the major platforms. They can go to rentgrotta.com or they can download the iOS app from the App Store. It's just Rent Grotta.
Very cool. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Appreciate
it. Of course, you can catch this episode of More at technora.com. Download the podcast on iTunes. Stay connected. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Technora. You can follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.